Let's go to the Volkswagen dealers expert hotline for. Yeah. And welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us. Hi, Brad.
What's up, guys?
Coach, how you doing?
Good. Sitting in a hotel room in Milwaukee.
All right, there's a lot of reporting about your team, commentary, and I know it's fair to say a critical week for your team for many reasons with the trade deadline and the potential shakeup if Danny does make a move.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be interesting to see kind of how the week goes, but also it's a critical week for how we play, right? Like, it's important that we, you know, from our standpoint, those of us that are here in Milwaukee, we're focused on the game tonight and how we played on Monday and how we can improve off of it. You know, it's obviously, you know, been a challenging start in a lot of ways. It is good to know we're closer to full health again. And now as we get closer to that, we just have to play well. And so that continues to be the focus. I thought we had a good game Sunday. I thought the guys that played Monday gave us great effort gave us a chance to win a game against a good team in Memphis, but came up a little short. So today will be a great challenge and looking forward to it.
You know, Jaylen Brown was on Twitter fighting back against some of the reporting and some of the commentary on the team. Do you think your team has any chemistry issues beyond what are normal issues in any given year for a team?
Oh, no. I don't even know what you're talking about. What was he fighting back on?
Well, it's been suggested that there are teammates that have not gotten along with Tristan Thompson, and that there's been a divide in the locker room, and Jaylen has fought back against that, saying this is not true, that is not the case, and everything
good
is
fine.
Good
for Jaylen. I agree with Jaylen.
And I'm putting words in his mouth, but yeah. That was the gist of his tweet, that this is not true.
Last week I was going to Indiana, according to everybody, right?
Right.
So rumors sometimes are right and sometimes they're wrong. I'd say one of the things I've learned in this is about 90% of what I hear and or read, I would like to have a second look at, and maybe a fifth look at, and a tenth look at, and actually talk to somebody in there before I react to it. So, yeah, that stuff is – I don't know where that came from or whatever the case may be, but Tristan's been a good teammate, a good guy, like all that stuff. So that's disappointing to hear that something like that would be out there.
Well, there was the direct reporting on it was that Tristan has consistently gone out and gone outside of COVID protocol. Has that been true or not?
I don't know it. First of all, I'm not a babysitter. Secondly, I would doubt it. I mean, we're on such lockdown, like, it's very, very difficult, I'd say, to do that in this stage. And obviously there's NBA stuff that goes along with that and everything else. But, you know, again, I don't know where those thoughts come from. I don't think it's one of the things that's most challenging, I think, about this. As we, you know, increase, obviously the increase of social media, obviously the increase of, like, you know, just the kind of the entertainment talk, I think is the idea that, you know, if we hear a rumor, we just, we blow it up, we go with it. And to me, everything that's been said, I wouldn't know if he's gone out per se. I would guess not, but I do think like to say he's not a guy that everybody likes is wrong. It's just wrong. So, anyways, that's my two cents on that one.
Do you feel like there's more of this stuff this year because of the record or because of the struggles at times? It feels like there's more of this type of thing going on now than in your tenure at any other point.
Oh, no. I think it's every year. I mean, I even go back to my first year. There were plenty of things that are talked about. But I think it's also, again, you know, unless you're in the locker room every day, unless you're around the guys every day, unless you're a part of it, then you don't get a full feel for it. And you don't get a, you know, every team that I've ever been a part of, including, you know, those teams at Butler, they all have times where, you know, you have struggles and you fight through those things together. And sometimes it takes longer than others, but like chemistry wise and how much guys like each other and all that stuff on this team, This is nothing. this is our deal is how well we've played. not. And you know, there's been a lot of factors to that, but it has nothing to do with the quality of people.
Well, Jaylen Brown's direct retort to it was a blue cap emoji. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Neither did we.
Yeah, we didn't know. I need to get up.
I need to get on my. I need to get into my emoji game better. Then I don't know.
We had to figure it out.
Maybe I need to get back on Twitter. Well, maybe I shouldn't actually.
I mean, no, if you're
Have you guys ever tried that? By the way,
what
have
Twitter
you ever tried to be off of that? Yeah, you probably have to for your job.
I go up and down.
It's always had his fair share of issues on there. So we've tried to.
I like to speak my mind, so to speak, and try to provide true commentary, and then I get in trouble for that. You know.
You know what? It is like it does when you take it off your phone or whatever the case may be. It is, you know, it's funny. You still get all the information.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or at least the important information.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing.
So how long did it take you?
I'd say try it. Enjoy a weekend without it one of these days.
Might do that.
It's so hard to do. I get all fidgety and scratchy.
I know that's hard to do in your job, but like.
Yeah.
How's Jason Tatum feeling?
Isn't it on Twitter?
I mean, it's a good question. Is
no,
it?
I'm kidding.
I mean, it was you know, the
somebody
late scratch,
somewhere has
dizziness.
Told you how he's feeling.
No, I mean, it was. I went by what you said, and it was a little bit concerning. A little dizziness during what was it? Shoot around before the game, or was it in warm-ups?
Yeah, no. Right when he got to the locker room, he just didn't feel right. He felt off. You know, obviously he had COVID about a month and a half ago, but. He's tested negative in all those, so he doesn't have that. And it was just he just fell off. He just didn't feel right. Went out and shot, didn't feel much better. And you know, I think the combination of him not feeling good, being the second night of a back to back, the amount of, work that he has put in all year physically, and everything added up just made sense to not push it. And that's a tough one, right? And he was wrestling with that just from the standpoint of like, we need every game. Like every game is super important to us because of the position we're in, but it's not more important than his health. And we're not going to put him out there if there's any chance of him not feeling good. And again, like, the dizziness thing is, you know, he felt a lot better after getting a good night's sleep. And that's scary when you're going to throw a guy out in a game and he just feels a little bit off. That's how, you know, that leads to other issues and injuries and those type of things. It was a no-brainer to have him sit that one.
All right, Coach, with you being a true masshole now, did you find a Dunkin' Donuts out there in Milwaukee? Are you swerving? Or was the bus swerving in and out? Where'd you come up with these Massachusetts terms?
Yeah, I obviously failed. Like a lot of people have made clear on that. I'm sure that Twitter has done a good job with that.
We've been ripping you all week.
I think we did an hour
all week,
on it,
Coach. Really? All week.
Oh, on Massachusetts Sage.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You ever been to Kelly's Roast Beef on Revere Beach?
No.
You got to take your son there. Check this. Oh my God.
Oh,
I mean, best clams, roast beef, the beautiful beach.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
When everything opens back up, I'll go do that.
All right,
but Coach, maybe it's better to say I'm still a transitioning masshole, right? I'm still getting
like
there
like
over
that.
Time, right? But you know, you got the point, right?
Well, of course.
Well, the point I think is it's a lot about family, isn't it? When your kids are growing up here and your family is here, whether or not you're a true quote unquote masshole or not, you feel a part of this community. You feel like this is home.
Yeah, and it's hard to say, hey, my wife and kids are assholes. I mean, that just doesn't feel right to say that, right?
Yeah, your kids have a much greater, like, claim to it than you do.
Yeah, they're not going to get, like, the park the car.
Like,
accent.
They've got some formative years that are being spent here, you know?
No, I will say this. So, I said this summer when we talked about the contract extension stuff a little bit. I think when you're in this business and – listen, you gotta, as you know, you gotta deal with the arduous stuff and the tough stuff and the things that, you know, can wear you down pretty easily. But one of the things that I think is most important is that if your family is happy and you can find some sense of stability, it's unique. I mean, how many coaches do you know that have lived in 10 different places over a 20-year span, right?
Yeah.
I've lived in two in 21 years as a coach, and that's pretty amazing. And, you know, my kids moved when we were little. My son was seven, or when they were little, my son was seven, my daughter was four. So they really have. They've been here longer than they were in Indiana, and so this is home, and it's meant a lot to them. My wife loves it here. I really like it here. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's a huge, huge part of this whole experience. One of the things that has been really interesting about this year, because people have talked about the challenges of this year, is we hired a person in our player development group named Steve Chingang. He played at Vanderbilt. Great guy. And he asked me the other day, he goes, how hard is it to be in the NBA and coaching because you never see your family? And I realized he's never seen my family. Like, they haven't been allowed to go to a game. You know, my son used to come to the practice facility almost every day after school. You know, he hasn't been in the practice facility in a year. They used to travel with us, you know, all the families, not just mine, all the families used to travel with us on some of these trips over breaks. But, you know, this year has just been so funky that you don't have any of that. And I do think, like, that's one of the more rewarding parts about being a coach is, like, your family living with the team, like, becoming a part of the team and those type of things. So that's, that, you know, when you talk about what are you looking forward to when things go back to normal, I'm really looking forward to that because I think that makes my experience that much better. But, I do think if you can find stability as a coach and probably in any profession, right, and then you're lucky to have that. And so, you know, whether or not, you know, they move on from me at a certain time, you know, in the near future, I know this, our family loves being here, and it's been a super place to live.
So that means we're never going to lose you even if you're not the Celtics coach? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he said it's wicked pisser.
Well, you're here
wicked
for good?
I would have to really up my Twitter game to get a job with you guys.
You can
so there are probably maybe, you know, there are probably some other things I could figure out to do, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked too far into that future yet.
You do hoop camps.
I'm just trying to figure out how to guard Giannis.
Good luck with that. You got to do it twice.
Which is usually what leads you into figuring out a new future.
Hey, you got to figure. You've got like 9 hours to figure that out.
Yeah. Work.
You got to get cracking. We'll let you go.
We've only had like 100 chances or 50 chances or whatever it is in the last 8 years to figure this guy out.
Oh, good luck. Well, don't stop trying.
As the rest of the league. Yeah. We're going to keep going at it.
Brad, thanks for the time.
Be well.
Yep.
Take care.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Luck, Coach.
Brad Stevens on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.